Welcome back to another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris, joined as always by Dr. Ford Vox, WABE's medical analyst. And Dr. Vox, today we're talking about kidney stones, how to prevent them, and at least one unusual way to treat them.
So kidney stones, the medical term is nephrolithiasis, are exceedingly common in some people, but many will never have one, fortunately. We know it's an interplay of genetics and diet that puts some people at risk and not others. Once you get a kidney stone, you've got an almost 50% chance of having another in 5 years if you don't do anything to prevent it.
You know, recently we were talking about osteoporosis and how there's a gender difference with that. Is that a factor in kidney stones too, since they're mineral deposits that could really come from bone?
Well, you know, it's men that are at higher risk of kidney stones. Men get them almost twice as often as women. The vast majority of kidney stones are calcium-based.
So do you prevent them by consuming less calcium?
Well, you have to be careful. Calcium is incredibly important for the body. You just don't want excess. If you keep getting calcium stones, it's certainly time to sit down with a dietitian and go over everything you consume in fine detail. But there are some basic recommendations. Folks who put out at least 2 liters of urine a day have fewer kidney stones. You're washing out the tiny stones before they get big and lodged in your urinary tract, so drink plenty of water.
Water, but not soda, right?
Right. Now, colas, which have phosphoric acid, they will increase your risk for kidney stones, but clear sodas that use citric acid, they're okay. The situation gets complicated if you have another medical condition that means you have to keep a lid on how much water you drink. But there are some drugs that can help in those cases.
Well, let's say you have a kidney stone that won't just kind of come out on its own. The popular treatment involves breaking up the stone into smaller pieces so they can pass through, right?
Yeah, and that's called shockwave lithotripsy. If a stone is bigger than 6 millimeters in diameter, it's only got a 1% chance of passing on its own. So something has to be done. Now, even if you break them down into smaller pieces, they may not pass and can keep growing.
Now, this is where the unorthodox treatment we mentioned earlier comes in. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, get yourself down to Disney World.
Disney World. Okay, well, unless Goofy is a closeted urologist, I'm a little confused.
Well, this sounds pretty far out there, but the idea that going to Disney World for a particular ride can help pass a stone now has some pretty good evidence.
All right, so I've sat through It's a Small World, and I must say, if given the choice, I would choose the kidney stone over another It's a Small World ride.
Well, you're in luck, Jim, because we're talking about Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. This is a roller coaster in the Magic Kingdom. So doctors at Michigan State University started noticing their patients coming back from Disney World and telling them that they had passed kidney stones on this ride starting about 10 years ago.
This is odd. I guess it has just the right amount of jostling.
Indeed. It even makes a difference exactly where you sit. So in one of the front cars on the runaway train or in one of the back cars, and the back is actually quite a bit better. Unfortunately, you get the luck of the draw waiting in line at Disney World. As a medical treatment, this one has its drawbacks, but at least there's no copay.
So how in the world did they test out what patients were telling them about, you know, riding this ride and passing kidney stones?
Well, they used a silicone kidney model molded after a real patient and installed 3 real kidney stones of different sizes floating in urine inside the fake kidneys. And they put this kit in a backpack and rode the ride 20 times. Regardless of size, kidney stones passed 64% of the time if the model sat in one of the rear seats, but only about 17% of the time in the front seats.
All right. So medically speaking, is this really a good place to start? I mean, line up at Big Thunder Mountain with the hopes of scoring a rear seat and passing that dang kidney stone.
Well, interestingly, the authors of the study say go for it. This is a pretty low-key roller coaster as far as they go. You're never upside down. It's considered pretty safe. Since roller coaster riding is an activity millions of people do normally without injury, it seems a reasonable thing to try. It just might be tricky managing all that water intake and keeping your place in line.
Now, if we could just get our insurance companies to pay for that trip to Orlando.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Dr. Vox. As always, interesting stuff. See you next week.
All right, Jim.